Fani Willis tells Atlanta Church, "My critics are playing the race card with allegations of corrupt affair." By Wendell Hasebo on January 15, 2024. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis claimed on Sunday that the allegations of a corrupt relationship with her top prosecutor investigating former President Donald Trump are based on racism. Willis's decision to cite race as a motivating factor behind the accusations underscores the left's political ideology, which often seeks to weaponize a politically sensitive issue to justify power. Willis's defense was the first time she publicly spoke about the accusation. Willis and her prosecutor previously did not dispute the allegations. A spokesperson for Willis's office told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution she would respond in court filings. Willis's comments came after a court filing by Mike Roman, a political operative and co-defendant of Trump in the Georgia election case, who alleged four explosive facts about Willis's conduct while prosecuting Trump. Nathan Wade, Willis's lead prosecutor in the Trump case, had an improper relationship with Willis. Wade's law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on luxury vacations by using potentially fraudulent payments. Wade was appointed without the required approval by authorities and had little to no prosecutorial experience. Wade met twice with President Joe Biden's White House counsel before indicting Trump in August, calling into question if the White House coordinated prosecuting Biden's 2024 political opponent. Willis pushed back against the allegations while ranting during a sermon at Big Bethlehem Church. Willis said she hired three prosecutors, one of whom is black, referencing Wade. She further stated that the accusations against her and Wade were leveled because political opponents are using the race card. Willis appeared to defend her hiring of special prosecutor Nathan Wade. Without mentioning Wade by name, Willis said she hired three special prosecutors to work on the case and paid them all the same hourly rate. But critics only attack the one who is a black man, she said. pic.twitter.com/xjqtrnqfbl. Anna Bauer, at Anna Bauer, January 14, 2024. First thing they say, oh, she can play the race card now. But no, God, isn't it them? Willis asked behind the pulpit. Who's playing the race card when they only question one, Wade? Isn't it them playing the race card? She asked. I've been doing almost 30 years, sick. Willis also ranted about Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, who asked Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr and Governor Brian Kemp, R, to investigate Willis and her relationship with Wade. I really have high expectations of Governor Kemp and our Attorney General Chris Carr, Greene exclusively told Breitbart News in a phone interview last week. There should be a criminal investigation. Willis attacked Greene for being hateful. I never want to be a Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has never met me but has allowed her spirit to be filled with hate, she said. The district attorney also described herself as an imperfect and flawed person, though she admitted no wrongdoing. Willis's comments came 2 days after House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, R.O., launched an investigation into Willis for accepting more than $14.6 million in grant funds from President Joe Biden's Justice Department, DOJ, between 2020 and 2023. The timeframe of the funds suggests the DOJ granted Willis federal funds to finance former President Donald Trump's prosecution. Flashback, CNN's Farah Griffin. Discussing Trump using race in slanderous attacks against Fani Willis. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.